Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best. For today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesia and European Union agrees to fulfill 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda. Supreme Audit Agency gives unqualified opinion to government financial report. Those are the lines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pani. National Development Planning Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said Indonesia and European Union agreed to fulfill the 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda and the Sustainable Development Goals, which were marked by the launch of the Blue Book 2019. Indonesia received development fund assistance worth 100 million euros from the European Union in supporting the realization of cooperation programs between the two parties focused on three sustainable development sectors. The three sectors of the cooperation program include environment, education, and health. Blue Book 2019 is an annual report on sustainable economic development cooperation to reduce the effects of climate change. This publication highlights the various achievements of development programs in Indonesia, supported by the European Union as well as its member countries. The Chancellor of the European Union Delegation for Indonesia, Charles Michael Gertz, said the Sustainable Development Goals are commitments that can be adopted by all countries, including Indonesia. In this case, Indonesia can implement strategies at the national, provincial, district, and city levels. Bank Indonesia has acknowledged that the rupiah exchange rate against the US dollar was still affected by external factors, particularly negotiations between the United States and China, as the two nations continue a trade war that started last year. Bank Indonesia Senior Deputy Governor Mirja Adiyaswara said in Jakarta that the major factor that affects Indonesia and its financial market is the external dynamic market. The market was still paying attention to US and China negotiations. The problem was that US President Donald Trump gave negative signals through his Twitter account by saying that he might further increase import taxes for more products from China. This has caused a decline in the global financial market and weakened currencies in emerging countries with current account deficits. Mirja said the domestic factors affecting the rupiah were still controllable, although the inflation rate tended to increase during Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr holiday. The Supreme Audit Agency, BPK, on Thursday gave unqualified opinion the best audit grade for the 2018 Central Government Financial Report. BPK Chairman Muhammadi Surya Jayanegara, when briefing the House of Representatives on the report during the House plenary meeting, said that the WTP unqualified opinion grade shows that the government financial report for the implementation of the state budget in 2018 has fulfilled the government's accountancy standards. He said that WTP was based on the audit of 86 financial reports from ministries, government institutions, and the state treasury. Meanwhile, the BPK, Supreme Audit Agency, gave qualified opinion, WDP, the second best audit grade, to four other financial reports and disclaimer on one financial report. The BPK made a number of recommendations to the government and the House, but he did not elaborate on the recommendations. Indonesian tourism under the brand Wonderful Indonesia was promoted in the Tong Tong Fair in Amsterdam, Netherlands on May 23 to June the 2nd to attract foreign tourists from the European region. Tourism Minister's Marketing Development Deputy Nia Niscaya said in Jakarta on Monday that his party participated in the TTF Tong Tong Fair 2019 event in collaboration with tour operators Semarang Region and the Indonesian Embassy in The Hague. Ministry of Tourism participation is in the form of support in the form of campaign awareness, land rental distributions, presentation slot purchases for product knowledge, 10 destination branding, or priority destinations, booth decorations, and distribution of promotional materials. The Tong Tong Fair 2019 festival is held on Malieveld, The Hague, Netherlands on May 23 to June the 2nd. This festival is the largest festival of Asian and Indonesian culture in the Netherlands, and this year is the 61st TTF. Nia said, on the TTF 2019 this time, the Indonesian government, with the brand Wonderful Indonesia, introduced superior tourism products represented by two travel agents, tour operators in the Netherlands, namely Semarang Region and Merapi Tour and Travel. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The government continues to support the use of environmentally friendly alternative energy, both new and renewable resources. The Deputy for Natural Resources Coordination and Services of the Ministry of Maritime Affairs held an energy talk activity, energy efficiency through the utilization of new and renewable energy resources carried out at the Ministry of Maritime Affairs on May 28. Technology independence to support renewable energy improvement programs in 2025 to increase national energy security. The final discussion is about processing plastic waste into fuel. Solutions to overcome plastic waste with pyrolysis technology can produce commodities that can build independence in the energy sector and create new jobs. Pyrolysis technology is heating without burning so that it does not produce toxins that pollute the environment. Indonesia became the second-ranked country after China as the biggest plastic contributor in the world. Therefore, waste must be the main orientation to produce electricity. State-owned energy holding company Pertamina has prepared 99 fuel stations along Trans-Java and Trans-Sumatra toll roads to meet the needs of homebound travelers during the Idul Fitri exodus in the coming days. The government projects that some 400,000 vehicles will pass through the highways of Java and Sumatra, most of which were constructed in the last 4 years as part of President Joko Widodo's infrastructure program. Pertamina Retail Marketing Director Mas'ud Kamit said the company had prepared 800 fuel stations along the toll and conventional routes, including those in northern coastal areas of Java and those in the southern coastal area. He estimated that fuel consumption would increase about 15% nationally, while on Java alone, consumption was estimated to increase by 30 to 40%, since most cities would be destinations for homebound travelers. Health Minister Nila Muluk has appealed to homebound travelers during the Eid al-Fitr Islamic holiday to get the condition of their health and vehicles checked. Travelers must plan their trips at least 6 days before they depart and maintain their cycle health so they are fit during their journey. Moreover, Minister Nila Muluk reminded travelers to carry along medicines specifically for those ailing from certain disease. The minister has advised them to rest in 4-hourly intervals and utilize medical facilities in rest areas to check their health. Most Indonesian Muslims follow the tradition of celebrating Eid al-Fitr in their hometowns along with their relatives. Consequently, there is an influx of travelers, particularly from cities to village during this time of the year. Well, listener, that's the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today's commentary is on Theresa May's exit, a political burden for her successor. Britain's decision to leave the European Community caused domestic political turmoil. Prime Minister Theresa May had to hand over her power. May finally resigned from the position she had held since July 2016. The leader of the British Conservative Party surrendered following a referendum which ruled the United Kingdom left the European Union. When delivering her resignation speech in front of Parliament, Theresa May said she was sorry that she could not complete the mandate of the Brexit referendum. Britain's second female prime minister after Margaret Thatcher admitted it was too difficult for her to convince lawmakers to approve the proposed agreement with the European Union. The ideal of getting out of Brexit was the decision of the majority of the British people supported by a majority of parliamentarians. Theresa May's proposal that the British leave the European Union with certain conditions was rejected not only by the opposition but also by members of her Conservative Party. Judging from the referendum results, the difference between those who agreed that the UK left the European Union and those who refused in percentage terms was quite slim, namely 51.8% agreed then 48.1% refused. Very probably the little difference is psychologically influencing members of parliament. Theresa May finally gave up. It becomes question later whether May's resignation will encourage the completion of the Brexit settlement. Rules that bind the European Union agreement with Britain set after the Brexit referendum confirm that Britain is given a deadline for exiting the European Union on March the 30th this year. But due to domestic political turmoil in Britain, the European Union will decide Britain to exit without any agreement on October the 31st. If there is no political decision in Parliament that approves the proposal put forward by the British government with the European Union, after May's resignation, Brexit will have a bad impact economically on the United Kingdom. Because of that, the biggest hope for saving Brexit will lie on the Theresa May successor hands, who is also from the Conservative Party. Thus, it can be said that the resignation of Theresa May could still cause domestic polemics and problems, if not making it increasingly difficult for the Brexit progress with certain agreements. Well, that was commentary on Theresa May's exit, a political burden for her successor. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, to the world. Today in history, what happened on May the 29th? I'll begin with May the 29th, 1953. Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay become the first people to reach the summit of Mount Everest. On May 29th, 1953, at 11:30 local time, New Zealand mountaineers Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay from Nepal managed to be on the peak of the world's highest mountain, Mount Everest. Both of them became the first climbers to succeed in conquering the 8,849 meters above sea level peak. Hillary and Norgay ascent is part of an expedition initiated by the United Kingdom. They started climbing from midnight, and Mount Everest is the peak of the Himalayas in Asia, which lies on the border between Nepal and Tibet. Next is 1985, the Heysel Tragedy. The Heysel Tragedy, or the more popularly known as Heysel Stadium Disaster, took place on May 29, 1985. At the time, the stadium wall collapsed and hit the fans who were present to directly watch the Champions Cup's final match between Juventus and Liverpool just before the match began. A total of 39 people were confirmed dead and 600 more were injured. I'll end today in history with May the 29th, 1996. The National Elderly Day is established. National Elderly Day is one of the important days in Indonesia, which is celebrated as a form of concern and appreciation for the elderly. The National Elderly Day was officially announced by President Suharto in Semarang, Central Java on May 29, 1996. In honor of the services of Kanjeng Raden Tumenggung Rajiman Widyoningrat, who at advanced age led the first session of the Business Investigation Agency to prepare for Indonesian independence. That was Today in History from Indonesia to the World.
Jalan diri, ingin
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia title, Indonesian President as Business People Help to Overcome in Current Account Deficit. Indonesian President Joko Widodo asked the Association of Young Indonesian Business People, HIPMI, to help increasing export and investment in the country. That was conveyed by the President during national gathering and joint iftar with HIPMI in Jakarta on Sunday, May 26. According to the President, export and investment increases are the key to maintain economic stability and to overcome current account deficit. President Joko Widodo further said, "The big problem faced by decades until now is the always deficit current account." Therefore, the President asked Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry (KADIN), Association of Young Business People (HIPMI), Indonesian Employers Association (APINDO), and other associations together with the government to overcome those issues. The President added, "If the deficit in current account is solved, Indonesia can begin entering the next steps, namely the era of technology and innovation." President Joko Widodo explained, "In the recent 5 years, the government had been focused on infrastructures such as seaport, airport, roads, and power plants." According to him, every island needs seaport, while many interregencies are not yet connected. After interregion connectivity was made through infrastructure, President Joko Widodo wanted the government heads of all levels, such as governors, regents, and mayors, to connect their regions to economic zones. Meanwhile, Ajib Handani from Indonesian Association of Young Business People (HIPMI) said that his organization is optimistic that the post-election economic condition will stay conducive and the business people will begin to invest. According to him, political situation indirectly will affect the economy. However, currently, the situation had gradually become conducive and the economic growth had been improving. Those were seen from the increasing value of investment. Also, attending the national gathering and joint iftar with the Indonesian Association of Young Business People (HIPMI) were House of Representatives Chairman Bambang Susatyo, Regional Representatives Council Head Usman Sabtaodang, State Secretary Minister Pratikno, Social Affairs Minister Agus Gumiwang, Trade Minister Enggar Tias Tolukita, Golkar Party Board of Expert Chair Agung Laksono, Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry Chairman Rosan Ruslani, and Heads of Regional HIPMI. That was My Indonesia.
Sedang jatuh cinta, mengapa semua begitu indah dilihat, begitu sedap dipandang, seolah ku ingin selalu tersenyum, tapi aku malu padamu.
sedang jatuh cinta. Mengapa semua begitu indah dilihat, begitu sedap dipandang, sedang jatuh cinta. Mengapa semua begitu indah dilihat, begitu sedap dipandang,
listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder will discuss the beauty of amazing Dua Island. Sulawesi is an island which is rich in diversity. There are a lot of mountains, some kind of culinary, beautiful towns, and many maritime tourism destinations which attract many tourists throughout the world. To visit Central Sulawesi is not complete if not visiting Dua Island. Dua Island, located in Luwuk Banggai, becomes the main tourism destination in this region. The combination among nature, mountain and undersea panorama become unique view. Banggai waters with Pelang Gulf is an historical site of Indonesia. In July 1962, there were hundreds of warships and troop transport ships on the waters of Pelang Gulf. Can be accessed from Luwuk Airport or Palu City. The access from Luwuk is closer and easier with smoother path. From Luwuk, you can go to Balantak Beach, which a crossing place to Dua Island. We suggest you not to go at night because this area lacks of lighting and it is quite lame. Although it is a remote area, the name of Dua Island has been well known among foreign tourists. On the island, there is lodging with good enough facilities. Visitors can enjoy natural land. It is surrounded by the sea. The hills on Dua Island look like to have sparkling golden colors because the hills are exposed to the sun. From far, there seems blue ocean which combines perfectly with Dua Island. On Dua Island, in addition to handing spots for taking pictures, you can also snorkel and dive. There are 35 spots which spread out surrounding Dua Island waters, such as Ondoliang Rock, Nemo Rock, Alibaba, Batugong, and many others. Mm-hmm. Participants of the tournament will be directed to catch some fish such as skipjack tuna, yellowfin tuna, big eye tuna, and bluefin tuna. And in this event is also a trial event before it becomes an annual event. Besides fishing tournament, the participants will also be invited to enjoy sailing to Banggai Island so they can enjoy cultures and traditional foods of Banggai and can also witness fishing demonstration by using kites. Listen up, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku hampiri engkau meski kau jauh, sendiriku tempuh hanya untuk bertemu denganmu. Ku hampiri engkau meski kau jauh, namun hatimu telah runtuh dan buatku terjatuh. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa hati yakin untukmu. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa aku merindukanmu.
Alright, listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Voice of Indonesia.
The This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Sorry or Mohon Maaf. Next is a conversation about Mohon Maaf or Sorry. 3 days ago was Eid al-Fitri. Tony joined to celebrate the holiday at Joko's house. He congratulates Joko and Dinda, Joko's wife.
Tony, selamat Hari Raya Idul Fitri. Joko, terima kasih. Saya mohon maaf atas semua kesalahan saya. Tony, sama-sama. Saya juga minta maaf ya.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice, and you can follow after me. Idul Fitri, Idul Fitri. Selamat Hari Raya Idul Fitri. Happy Idul Fitri. Kesalahan, mistake. Saya mohon maaf atas semua kesalahan saya, which means I beg your forgiveness for my mistakes. Saya juga mohon maaf. I'm sorry too. Listener to convey congratulations for any celebration, such as religious holiday or other celebration days, you can use the word selamat. For example, selamat Hari Raya Idul Fitri, which means happy Idul Fitri. Selamat Tahun Baru, happy New Year. Selamat Ulang Tahun, which means happy birthday. Usually, on Eid al-Fitr, Muslims apologize each other by saying, Saya mohon maaf atas semua kesalahan saya. Saya mohon maaf atas semua kesalahan saya. Which means, I beg your forgiveness for my mistakes. The expression can also be used in daily conversation if you have mistakes. For example, when you accidentally step someone's feet, you can say, saya minta maaf, or maaf ya, which means sorry. The phrase mohon maaf is more polite than the phrase minta maaf. The phrase minta maaf is usually used with friends or in informal situation, while mohon maaf is usually used in a formal situation or when you have big mistakes and hope to be forgiven. Eid al-Fitr is also called Lebaran. On this day, Muslims usually visit the homes of family, relatives, and neighbors to stay in touch. They apologize to each other for mistakes that have been made intentionally or unintentionally. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Tony, selamat Hari Raya Idul Fitri. Joko, terima kasih. Saya mohon maaf atas semua kesalahan saya. Tony, sama-sama. Saya juga minta maaf ya.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa! Mm-hmm.
sudah jadi satu di dalam ikatan percaya. Dunia asmaraku, dunia asmaramu, tumbuh makin sempurna.
Is like a miracle, and it is more than just a physical attraction. Even though we're individuals, but we have this spiritual connection. The passion that is always you, the one and only. Baby, you can call me every time you feel you want me, and I'll be there for you. And I know you too, and I love you. So the world is falling apart.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, nice to meet you again in Music Corner. For today's edition, I present you a religious song from Gigi Band entitled Mohon Ampun. The song Mohon Ampun is the hit single of the album Mohon Ampun, which was released in 2015. Unlike other religious albums of Gigi Band, the album Mohon Ampun did not involve Dewa Bujana, guitarist and composer of the band, during making process of the album. At the time, Dewa Bujana had a recording project of solo guitar in the United States. The lyric of the song Mohon Ampun is an expression of someone who is aware of fragility of his faith. Once he realizes it, he begs for forgiveness and protection to God Almighty. Well, listeners, here is the song entitled Mohon Ampun by Gigi.
Maafkan hamba, ku pasrahkan diri.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Bunga-bunga kebahagiaan kini hilang oleh sifat keakuanmu. Ku hanya meminta padamu, bawalah kehangatan yang dulu ada.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at VoiIndonesia, email voi@voinews.id.